We thought insurance would cover it when we got home. We were wrong. You have to have a special rider for insurance on engagement rings because they're stupidly expensive. So $10,000 once wasn't enough. We had to do it again.
You're listening to My Millennial Money. It's like waking up to aerobics Oz style, but on demand. And now, over to Aaron, John, and Glenn.
Hey guys, welcome back to My Millennial Money. How is everyone? Good, good. Hi, and we actually, last episode we had Laura here from La La Social Club.
That's a cool name, by the way.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, people call her La La.
Oh. Yeah.
So, did that start from your niece and nephews?
Or? It actually started with my parents.
Ah, really?
Do you guys remember Teletubbies? Did you ever watch that?
Yeah.
Nope. I got called Lala, as in like the yellow Teletubby, which in hindsight is
kind of
offensive, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, it is.
No, wow. But, it's a cute nickname, though.
Yeah. My niece and nephew call me Lala, so.
Yeah. Ah, very good. Very good. Yeah. So, we wanted to continue the theme about money and relationships and
touchy subjects.
I know, right? So it's so funny. Like I wrote a blog and on how much, you know, to spend on an engagement ring. And
how'd that go for you?
It basically broke the internet.
I was just so over the notifications on my phone.
I know. It was just amazing. And but before we get into that, if you didn't listen to the last episode about dating and money, jump back and have a look at that and you'll hear a bit more about Laura and what she's about. But you can find her at lalasocialclub.co on Instagram and online. But I just want to... So this whole episode is about how much to spend on an engagement ring because it is such a hot topic at the moment. And I just thought I'd start with a funny thing I saw online about someone selling an old engagement ring. So Aaron's gonna read it.
On a Craigslist ad, a man is selling a diamond ring for $1,800, claiming that it has been worn by Satan herself. How many people could you say that about that, honestly? Apparently, if you wear this ring, you will immediately... Is this what the ad says?
Yeah.
You'll immediately be afflicted by the curse of the ring. Thankfully, no creepy girls crawling out of wells and TVs. Downed power lines, swarms of locusts, damage sustained to the heart. The owner suggests that if you purchase this ring, you should take it to a priest to get it exercised. That's right. I'd love to meet her.
Yeah.
She's probably like going to be.
Yeah. Does she sound like one of your best friends?
Sounds like a girl I know, actually.
Yeah, exactly. So, jump on. Like, I'll put the blog in the comments of the podcast. But basically, you know, one of the most topical things for people about to get married is how much to spend on a ring. And I thought I'll just put some comments for thought. And, before we start chatting about it, because I got taken to the cleaners on this. I totally got slammed online. It was pretty funny. This is the headlines of what I actually said. One, never buy a ring unless they're on sale. Got accused of that's wrong. consider a secondhand ring and get it refurbished.
Well, that was wrong.
That was wrong. When it comes to diamond sizes, bigger does not mean quality, better quality. Consider a family.
I struggle to see that's wrong because that's... pretty
yeah
right.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, consider a family heirloom if available. Consider alternate options like antiques. Does it have to be a diamond? That was just a...
could be a burger ring.
Yeah, basically.
I think someone said that.
Yeah.
Did that?
Yeah.
Consider fair trade jewellery and recycled metals.
Tay-tay.
And if you actually want a dollar guide, I'm thinking, okay, so if you earn under $80,000...
5%.
Yeah, don't spend more than 5%. It's a stretch. Yes,
it's good.
Probably should be a stretch. If you're earning over $80,000, and this could be up to, you know, $100,000 or the CEO of Commonwealth Bank spending earning millions of dollars a year, I'm thinking, you know, maybe around 10 to 15% of your income. If you want a dollar guide.
Seems people don't really want that, though.
No, they didn't want a dollar guide. No. However... I made the comment, and this is where I got hung out to dry, but obviously people didn't read the blog. The last comment I made was, the cost of the ring does not correlate to how much you love the person or the quality of the relationship.
Mm.
And then I finished the blog post with, I think the serious amount to spend is no more than you are comfortable to spend or are able to afford at the time.
It sounds sensible.
So it just sounds it makes sense so to me. Sensible, doesn't it?
Yeah, I don't understand how it got such a...
And then it just got out of control. Absolutely out of control. John, can you tell us how you proposed to Amy? In a, like,
shortened version?
Shortened version.
Yeah, well, it was actually in Port Macquarie.
Right.
I was doing my first Ironman triathlon event, and at the conclusion of that, we went back to the hotel room to celebrate. And I thought I'd get down on one knee in all my lycra and propose in style.
Oh my goodness!
Yes, that's awesome. That's
great. So,
how old were you?
And she wouldn't have been expecting it.
She was not expecting it at all.
So that's what makes it perfect.
I hadn't even had a shower after the event. Yeah, I was all
whereas if you had have gone home, suited up, be like, let's go out for dinner.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I thought here's so many stories of people being nervous for days and days on end and sitting waiting for dinner and then they're going to propose after dinner. Well, the hype of the event meant that I wasn't really focusing too much on the nervousness of it, if that made sense. So, no, I wasn't.
I think it, you know, how do you think she would have felt doing that in front of like a room full of people?
No, it wasn't.
No, I know, but like if you had of.
Yeah, she would have hated it.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, for sure.
I often wonder about
how old were you at the time?
Oh, that's a good question. I'm 30, 31.
31?
Yeah.
Okay. Still, I should know. Still hope for me.
There is. It was a bit of a, it was probably only 18 months, 2 years into our relationship. So it was pretty early.
And maybe at the time, I don't expect you to give us the amounts, but was the amount that you spent on the ring, was it a bit of a stretch for you? Or was it like, was that process hard for you? Did you take long to save it? What was your process with the ring?
Yeah, I didn't have much of a process, to be honest. I more went on looks and...
I was going to say, or did you just see something that
I
you liked?
I just saw something and...
Yeah.
Yeah, a client of mine at the time was a jeweller and maybe gave me a bit of a discount, I don't know. But I didn't look at price or anything. I mean, I suppose I categorised it a little bit, but it was no way reflective of how I felt about her.
Yeah. Mm. Was it in line with my blog comments?
In a lot of ways it was, yeah.
Okay, that's cool. So I want to play two audio files here, and they're both about prices and people's experiences. They're pretty funny. We'll do the first one. So I'm with somebody who's just going to remain anonymous at the moment. She's 28 years old. And how long have you been engaged?
Since November last year.
Cool. So coming up to 12 months
at
the end of this year. And... talk to me about the process with your engagement ring.
Well, funnily enough, I'd actually gone out looking with my sister one day. We both had, not engaged yet.
Yeah.
Went to an antique store, both tried on rings, and I found the one I wanted.
Great.
Took photos.
Yeah.
And then just sent them to him and said, look, when you're ready, this is where they are.
Yeah. I'm not asking for much.
No, exactly. I'm not asking for much, but when you're ready, this is where it is.
Yeah.
And funnily enough, he actually,
went and got it.
He was like, I want to do it. So he went and got it.
Was it within his budget or did he not have a budget?
It was well under his budget.
Sure.
He didn't really have a budget, but we both knew we didn't want to spend much.
What was the approximate price?
$1,700.
$1,700. Okay, perfect. And was that the actual price or did you get it cheaper or...
Was the original price, and by the time he'd gone in, the ring had been discounted by $200.
Oh, perfect.
But, I mean, we hadn't really discussed much, but we didn't want to spend much on the ring. Cause,
and what does he do for a job?
He's got his own business. He's a roofer.
Cool. So what's everyone think about, you know, vintage
$1,700? That's cute.
It's
what you wanted.
Perfect,
isn't
it?
Yeah.
I mean, the guy was a roofer, you know, may have earned 90 grand a year. Doesn't mean he had to spend $5,000, does it?
No.
You know, Choice Magazine says the average price.
You read Choice Magazine?
No, I
Googled. Google Choice.
I don't like Choice.
Like a Google search.
I don't like Choice.
Okay.
They're as much as they're for consumers, they're against a lot of things. Anyway, they're saying the average price is $5,000.
Wow.
Laura, would you like to choose your own ring?
I think there's something nice about
the surprise factor.
The surprise factor, for sure.
Yeah.
Having said that, I feel like I would be hard to buy for because I actually don't wear much jewellery, so there's not really much of an indication.
Would you choose the style maybe and then leave the rest of it? Yeah.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah.
I think that's sensible.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think it's got to be put in perspective as well. Like people spend upwards of $5,000 on a wedding cake. Like it's,
that's insane.
And, and that is insane.
You eat it that night. There's no, nothing to show for it. Like, whereas a ring, if you spend $10,000 and you want to go and spend $10,000, it's it's there for the rest of their life.
And I think like the biggest problem I had with the comments on the post that I put up, it's actually no one else's business what you decide to spend on whatever you would like.
It's personal, for sure.
So the only thing I would say is just don't go into debt over it.
Yeah. Hmm. I have friends who, when they got married super young, they might have been like 19, and then they, now he runs a very successful business, and so then he went and got a new ring for her because he was like, well, now
it's not reflective of,
And I don't know, I feel fine about the concept of, oh, like, it's got to be within your means.
Yeah.
And then...
if, and your means obviously change over time.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah, especially at that age when he's...
You're like 19. Yeah. That's crazy.
However, I like...
with a hex debt.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, I mean, exactly. There's stories
which
of...
I've still got. 36.
There's... Can you afterpay hex? Yeah.
Uni's afterpay, mate.
Yeah. Exactly.
That's probably what started it. Yeah,
totally. Totally. Because I know people who have got the $700 ring... and now earn $150,000 a year, but to them, it's so valuable because of what it represented at the time.
Yeah.
So it all goes back to do what you want and don't worry about
anyone else.
My thing is, when else am I wearing a $5,000 piece of jewelry? Like for me personally, I'm not. Yeah. So I think anything, if I got a $500 ring, I'd be like, well, that's the most expensive piece of jewelry I've got, you know?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I think it's context.
And it'd be weird as well if a lady would want to choose a ring and, I went to the Queen Victoria building level 5 in the city and I found this $30,000 ring and he won't buy it for me. It's like, darling, he earns, you know, $60,000 a year. It's not happening.
How many girls like that are around?
Well, rabbit cookers. Who would know? There'd probably be a few.
Rabbit cookers.
Rabbit cookers.
There's a red flag straight away. I got a friend, sorry, Glenn, his girlfriend at the time brought home a catalogue with engagement rings and
I've seen that and they circle them.
Yeah.
Interestingly, if you go on the Tiffany website, you can drop a hint.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
It's a little email envelope symbol. Drop a hint. So you can just...
And
you can also... I don't know how I know this much about this, but you can also take a photo of your hand and try the ring on.
Ah, interesting.
Photoshop.
Yeah. The ultimate Photoshop.
Yeah.
Hey, so when I did the blog, like I put a big disclaimer at the front saying, I'm not married, I'm not engaged.
And I'm not a jeweler.
And I'm not a jeweler. And I still got a tack, but it was funny to do that. And I just got a text message then. I sent out 20 messages to married people that I know of all different incomes to get some anecdotal evidence for my writing. And I just got a text right then, you know, 2 minutes ago. Hey, mate, sorry for the late reply. It's all right. I've written the blog, whatever.
I spent answering your questions.
Yeah. I spent $1,500, I think, down from around $5,000. She picked it. It was what we could afford at the time.
And do you think it's important for people to have that discussion? Like, it's going to be awkward. I was saying to you over lunch, I had this discussion with somebody completely separate to Glenn's blog, didn't know he was writing it. Over the weekend, and where she was and where he was could not have been more different.
Right.
Yeah. Right. Well, it's hard to have the conversation if you're going to make it a surprise.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
But were they living together?
They are living together.
Yeah. The only thing I would say, and I did address this in my blog, I dressed a lot, didn't I? I think if you are living together and...
very comforted to when I said to her, well, no, you can actually up your limit a bit now because you're allowed to rely on your joint income.
Yeah, totally.
So, yes.
I mean, and that's it. Like, that goes back to it's all or nothing. If you are living together, we've joined our life.
Yeah.
You know, tradition says, well, you're basically by law, you're already married, but we'll don't worry
we'll
about
talk
that.
We'll talk about that in a few
weeks. Yeah, we'll talk with that with a family lawyer. But so I think it does need to be... based on the joint family income because you're connected. Where if you're a single guy who's got a girlfriend and you aren't living together or you're waiting till things progress, I think then it's probably more of a surprise factor.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, because you're not looking at accounts going, oh, like,
so where's all my money gone? Where's the figure that says, well, now it's materialistic, nothing else?
Well, and that's what, I don't know. I don't know the answer.
I've got a big rock on my finger and I want to show everyone that I've got that. And
yeah.
But it's funny, you know, I was at
I kind of liken that to the couples that are all over each other on social media.
And all then over as in like talking.
We're so great. Yeah. Look at us. This guy. Hashtag, yeah. You know, all that kind of stuff.
My life.
My life.
Yeah.
And then, oh my God, what is she?
Oh, I'm just whispering names to Laura.
And you want to hashtag
and it's actually like a... Totally.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just a big facade.
So, yeah.
Same as a big wedding.
Yeah.
Shitty bad relationship.
Yeah. So that stuff, I can't answer and,
blog it.
Well, I was only writing about I was only asking about the money side of things or commenting about the money side of things. I'm like, I think there's a problem if you are buying something to show off.
Yeah. There's a real issue there.
Yeah.
So
but plenty of people
what industry do you need to be in for it to be a tax deduction?
That's a good question.
I don't think any. No. I don't think you could do it unless you owned a jewellery store and it just was always stock.
Show off, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know, promotion. Not sure, ask your accountant. Mm. However, did I just press something? You know how we talk about the social norms about the guy buying for the girl?
Yeah.
Yesterday I met with some clients of mine who are same-sex couple who were married at the start of the year. And I texted this morning and said, hey, we're doing a piece on engagement rings on the podcast today. What would you say the etiquette is for same-sex couples for one, buying, two, proposing? Is there even an etiquette? Love to know, to share. She wrote back, because we've always had to carve our own traditions, there isn't the same social rules. Mm. Everything is quite individual.
Yeah,
and I'm like, perfect. That's what I was thinking. Whatever works, right? She's like, yep. She said, if you look on our Facebook videos, you can see how I proposed.
You might answer this in a second. Who decides who's going to do it?
Well, and that's the whatever works.
Yeah.
Because
I had another same sex, I don't know one of the, but I know one of the other guys, and they got engaged over the weekend. Mm. And I started to think the same thing.
Mm.
How do you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just don't think there's no etiquette. And she said her partner wanted the bling on her ring and she just wanted the band. She goes, other people I know insist on matching rings. It's very lesbian to have matching tattoos. Everything is so new because it's not been legal before.
Mm.
So we don't actually know. And I said, I'm not surprised that your partner wanted all the bling because we were laughing yesterday about spending and whatnot. So it was just really cool.
Yeah.
Speaking of bling, I want to share the other side of the coin of what can happen with another ring, and you guys haven't heard this, so
it all started with some pasty skin and SPF 100. It all ended with us looking for an engagement ring in the sand. Sadly, this private Caribbean island in the Carnival cruise boat we were on said it's time to go. After more than an hour looking for this $10,000 engagement ring in the sand, we had to wash it away like our dreams and our savings. We thought insurance would cover it when we got home. We were wrong. You have to have a special rider for insurance on engagement rings because they're stupidly expensive. So $10,000 once wasn't enough. We had to do it again. If only we had known that Craigslist was an option. Be smart, people. Buy your engagement rings on Craigslist. And if you buy one of these, get a special insurance rider in case your wife pastes you up.
So that's a friend of mine, Nick.
That is awful. Really?
Yeah, in the States. Nick Bradley.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, so funny.
So, she was funny on there too, though. Yeah, she commented.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, it was funny. So yeah, $10,000 ring, US. Wow. And again, it might be a lot of money for us, but how can we judge someone else's circumstances?
Yeah,
exactly.
You just can't do it. So it's none of our business. Funny to laugh at.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's whatever works.
Mm.
It really is.
Yeah.
I don't know if there's got any more to add on the engagement ring thing. I mean,
I'm excited for your wedding
blog.
Yes, I'm going to do a blog about
how much to spend on a wedding.
Yeah. It's, I don't know.
That's really interesting though, because because if you look at how much a parent's supposed to contribute, how much a, like, I think something that could be cool is looking at like, what's the social norms of like, if you're a bridesmaid, what are you supposed to contribute?
Yeah.
And, yeah.
Like, if you're in the groom's
I went to a wedding. It was, he was Italian and I think, anyway, I worked with the guy. He invited everyone at the office. I mean, why are you inviting all your work friends? Anyway,
did he have real friends?
I don't know. Maybe not. I don't know. I haven't seen him for like 12 years. But there was
probably
like,
listening.
Yeah, 450 people there.
Yeah, wow.
There was like 45 big tables of 10 people, and I know it cost them over 150 grand. And oh my God. Was full on entertainment. Like, it was an event. And I don't know. I mean, my advice, and how much to spend on a wedding, well, if it's your own money, as little as possible. Because,
you know,
without going into debt, within your own means. And that's why I kind of always like it to link it back to your income, because financially you need a reference point.
Yeah.
I mean, I think it's dumb if you're earning 50 grand a year and you buy a $2,000 pair of sunglasses or whatever it is.
Yeah.
Like, it's dumb. Well, I don't so much care about the engagement ring, because there's some sentimental stuff behind that. Yeah. I get that. And maybe one day it could be a family heirloom that can go down the line. But again, do what you want. I'm just a guy.
I think Instagram and social media makes out the wedding industry is bigger than it's ever been.
Yeah.
And Instagram makes it, it's all about perception, and it makes your wedding day look like it should be, you know, it should get into a magazine.
Yeah.
You should be on the front page of whatever magazine, or
White.
Vogue Wedding, or White magazine. Yes, that's the vocal one.
You'll be in that one day. Shut up.
do you know what I mean? Like, it has this, like, there's this expectation
wedding.
That it's
it
has to be bigger than Ben Hur. Or,
yeah, your wedding sucks if it's not on the front page of bridal zilla.com. It's a new thing.
Any advice in this podcast is of a general nature only and has not been tailored to your personal circumstances. Please seek personal advice prior to acting on this information. Before making a decision to acquire a financial product, you should obtain and read the product disclosure statement relating to that product. Opinions constitute our judgment at the time of issue and are subject to change. Neither the licensee, any of the National Australia Group of Companies, nor their employees or directors give any warranty of accuracy, nor accept any responsibility for errors or omissions in this podcast. Glenn James, Urban Ghetto Proprietary Limited, trading as Sort Your Money Out, are authorised representatives of Apogee Financial Planning Limited, AFSL 230689.